Thank you for tuning into the EY UK and Ireland Workforce Matters podcast, which covers various business issues surrounding global mobility, talent and HR. This podcast series will take a deeper look into digital transformation and how it relates to culture, diversity, inclusion and leadership. In today's episode, we're joined by a panel of EY specialists, Angela Rickson, who leads on transformation, Bonnie Austin, who leads on culture, Sean Scantlebury, who heads up our sustainable business practice, and Chris McCormack, who heads up our learning and leadership practice. In each episode, we will pose a question to the panel that our clients have been asking us about recently. So today we're asking the panel, what will be more important in the future, the right skill set or the right mindset? Angela, I'll hand over to you.
What we're finding when we speak to clients is that change really is the new constant. There's a concern about the number of traditional organisations and how businesses just aren't lasting as long as they used to in the past. So there's a real sense now that we need to think about how we evolve sort of customer and citizen requirements and really how we can respond to the phenomenal pace of change. So what that means is from a workforce perspective is how can people adapt quickly enough to really stay relevant and successful. So if the workforce overall is not able to move quickly, then this is a fundamental business risk. So to overcome this, there's a recognition that mindset, the willingness to learn new skills and adapt to change, is becoming more important. So whilst we still need to hire with skills in mind, mindset could be equally, if not more important. Chris, what do you think?
Yeah, and for me, traditional skill sets are still so important. However, in this age of disruption, job candidates will also need to embody traits like curiosity, a focus on impact, flexibility, agility, creativity, optimism, those types of traits. We're seeing the move in progressive organisations from yesterday's activities such as an execution focus, order takers, knowledge-based roles, which looks at the predominance of technical skill, what I know, the core ability to deal with knowns, and technical learning. And these guys are now moving to different aspirations, new roles, skills based that utilise technology, and knowledge-based roles become a little bit more automated, focused on adapting how I think, core ability to deal with the unknown unknowns, and that curious adaptive skill set. Client focus is shifting from fixed top-down execution to empowering their people to act as business partners. Leaders need to move from different levels of command control to facilitating and coaching the best from their teams. Skill set will remain important, but an agile mindset for me will truly define successful organisations in the future.
Yeah, look, so I agree. As we shift from a world where skill set was superior and we're really looking at mindsets trumping skill sets, we need to think again about how we recognize and invest in human capital. I think that will fundamentally change. You know, I think about CVs and application processes. You know, I can't see in a world where they don't lose relevance, being replaced by experiential assessment processes that reveal really who you are and what you care about and your openness to new and diverse perspectives. I think those will become the norm when identifying top talent for selection or promotion. And I think, you know, I've got two children, one just started school, and I think about what it will mean for the education system. You know, what does the national curriculum look like when the goal is personal growth rather than personal attainment? You know, I think that's got really interesting implications. But it also has implications for organisations. You know, will top talent be attracted to your organisation because you offer qualifications or a work environment that best suits the way that you want to work, or indeed the environment in which they think they can be who they really want to be and where they feel they can belong? Bonnie, what do you think?
I think that last point you made is really, really important, Sean. There's absolutely no doubt, I think, in anybody's mind that trends in the workforce are forcing organisations to change the way that they attract talent and the way they engage their employees. But equally, employees, of course, are changing the way that people think about work, and that is partly because of what they expect from their potential employers. Employees obviously make a huge difference to a company's ability to create long-term value, to create trust in the markets, and to drive inclusive economic growth. They do that by effectively implementing strategy, applying their skills to help the company navigate disruption and bring new ideas to the table. So in my mind, mindset is just as important, if not more important, than skill set. And so organisations are being asked to solve all types of people and organisational challenges and to do it faster than ever before with far more agility. I'm really excited by that and the clash of that opportunity with the opportunity to create. And the definition of employee has changed as people expect and need different things from life at work. So mindset seems to be increasingly important because ultimately it is the culture of an organization, the combination of the everyday behaviors within an organization, which empower people to develop and apply a growth mindset as opposed to a fixed mindset. That growth mindset is what allows organizations to rip down hierarchies, bureaucracy, all of the things that stand in the way of agility, innovation, and growth. Culture is, however, quite intangible or can feel quite intangible. It pulls in the complexity of emotion. It pulls in the complexity of behavior. It is ultimately how things get done, how people work together, how people are motivated, and how people talk and make decisions. I always think of culture, organizational culture, as a little bit like personal health. You can either choose to proactively tackle it and maintain a healthy lifestyle, or you can choose to ignore it at your peril, and the health of your body or your organization in this case will take the course that it will take. So, being very intentional about the culture and the culture change you want to shift in order to enable mindset is critical. And I often talk about the say-do gap. So I think it's really important to mention that here. So saying that you hire for mindset, even going as far as hiring for mindset or seeing mindset potential in your employees, only works if you then actually enable them to put that into practice. If you stick with the old traditional infrastructure and behaviors that you have in place, that mindset will never flourish and develop into the kind of future that you are hoping it would.
Great, thanks, Bonnie. So I think what we've talked about today is really from a skills and learning perspective, thinking about whilst skills are important, we do need to think about a future where employees will need to face the unknowns and really embrace that. So what does that mean when organisations are thinking about their top talent and some of those trends where mindset is more important? What impact is that going to then have on your culture? So if we're saying that mindset is equal or more important than skills, then actually what's the role of culture in that to be able to enable employees to be able to apply that mindset? So I think that's been a really interesting discussion today and look forward to speaking to you again next time.